Ibn Jurayj said, Ata informed us that when Ibn Hisham forbade women to perform tawaf with men, he said to him, How do you forbid them while the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to perform tawaf with the men? I said, Was this before decreeing the use of the veil or after it? Arthur took an oath and said, I saw it after the order of veil. I said, How did they mix with the men? Arthur said, The women never mixed with the men. And Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, used to perform tawaf separately and never mixed with the men. Once it happened that Aisha was performing the tawaf and a woman said to her, O mother of believers, let us touch the black stone. Aisha said to her, Go yourself. And she herself refused to do so. The wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to come out at night in disguise and used to perform tawaf with the men. But whenever they intended to enter the Kaaba, they would stay outside till the men had gone out. I and Ubad bin Umar used to visit Aisha while she was residing at Jawfi Thabir. I asked, What was her veil? Allah said, She was wearing an old Turkish veil, and that was the only thing, veil, which was a screen between us and her. I saw a pink cover on her.